Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And a perfect day in Tucson, Arizona, here on September 10th. Matt Russell here from Russell Public Communications, welcoming all my foodies and winies from across Southern Arizona who are listening on AM 1330 The Jolt, and everybody listening live online on www.tucsonsjolt.com. Welcome to On the Menu Live. Speaking of Russell Public Communications, I think everybody needs to bookmark our Facebook fan page. Russell Public Communications now indeed has a fan page on Facebook, and you can learn about what's going on at the agency, what kind of fun we're having, what kind of adventures we're having, some client profiles and some client successes. And we also update that fan page each and every week with information on this radio show, so you can log on and see who our guests are going to be and what kind of giveaways we're going to have and what sort of promotions we'll be talking about. So again, check out Russell Public Communications as a fan page on Facebook. Also want to remind our listeners that I am on Twitter, twitter.com/PRCEO. PRCEO is how you can follow me, learn what I've been up to around the week and where my travels are taking me and what I'm eating and what I'm drinking and who I'm talking with and who I'm hanging with. Again, Matt Russell is on Twitter at PRCEO. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this just in from the On the Menu Live newsroom. The search is on for anyone who ever worked at Jonathan's Cork, or of course, many, many years ago, as we all remember, the Cork and Cleaver over the past 43 years, who would like to be a part of the first ever Cork reunion. Scheduled for Sunday, October the 18th from 1 to 6 p.m., this gathering will undoubtedly include some of Tucson's most prominent citizens. One of them I was interested to hear recently is Armando Trujillo. And Armando Trujillo now is the Southern Regional Director for the School of Restaurant and Hotel Management at NAU and Pima Community College. He was the first dishwasher on the opening night at the Cork when it opened in 1966. So he's being a part of this first ever Cork reunion, and we want to put a shout out here and On the Menu Live to anybody who worked at the Cork or the Cork and Cleaver, or anyone who knows anyone that did, needs to get in touch with Jonathan right away to make a reservation for this historic Cork reunion. Anyone interested in being a part of this unique happening should call Jonathan's Cork at 296-1631. That's 296-1631 with their contact information. And of course, you got to leave your email address. An invitation is going to go out in mid-September with details on the reunion to anyone who's interested. Let you know the RSVP will be required, as well as a small fee, which will include a buffet and a complimentary drink. Of course, Jonathan's Cork at the top of Restaurant Row, located at 6320 East Tankoverde Road. I think you're going to have a huge turnout for this, Jonathan Landine. I mean, I encounter many people in my travels across the culinary landscape here in Tucson, people that worked at Jonathan's Cork and people that worked at the Cork and Cleaver, and have great stories to share and some memories to share. And what a great idea for you all to be doing that. So again, get in touch with Jonathan and take part of that unique occasion. Well, listen up. The U of A football win last weekend was exciting, and with that win, I'm sure everybody is getting geared up for another exciting Saturday evening of tailgating and Wildcat football. Now, a few days ago, I sat down with a group of local guys who really know how to tailgate and tailgate right, and this week's Man on the Street segment gets us up close and personal, a private audience with these Tucson tailgate titans, and to find out the secrets of their success. Let's take a listen. Matt Russell here from On the Menu Live, here this evening at an undisclosed location where tailgating mastery is coming alive and is developed in a very exciting way. With the return of college football and the return of tailgating, I decided to come to the oracle of wisdom of tailgating in this community. I am sitting here with Fry King, with Fry General, with Cactus Jack, and with Tommy Knocker, who really have created what has become the They have become the ultimate in tailgating authorities. And guys, thanks for being on the Menu Live.
Thanks for having
us, man.
Wow. So you know, we're all excited about tailgating. We're all excited about the U of A. That's exactly right. This is an exciting moment, and you guys meet every week to sort of plan out what your tailgate is going to be like. But let's talk a little bit about philosophically. What is it about tailgating? What is it about this time of year? What is it about the return of college football that gets people so excited about this change in season?
Well, I think it's truthfully the whole possibility of everybody getting together again. You know, the summer's passed. People have gone away. They come back in town. School's back in session. Everybody's there. Remember, tailgating is just not for the college kids anymore. It's a camaraderie. It's a chance to get together with your friends, the families, to get out there, to barbecue, to have a great time, relax, kick back, not really overindulge, but, you know, have a couple here and there, wouldn't you say, boys? Oh, yeah, just a couple, yeah. You have to do what you have to do, you know, but it's really an opportunity to mingle and say hi, to get, you know, the summer doldrums are over.
And so, in terms of philosophy, because we've got a range of tailgating opportunities, people do different things, you know, there's different features, there's just different functions about a tailgate. What is it about your tailgate? And of course, you guys set the bar pretty darn high. What is it about your tailgating philosophy that you think has drawn so many people to your side of the mall where you guys set up?
Well, what we've done with tailgating is really taken it to the next level. We've taken what it used to be just kind of a barbecue, hot dog on the grill kind of thing, and made it a gourmet experience. Not just a gourmet experience, but a family experience too. So we're all out there having a lot of fun, but we're cooking some really fine foods. I mean, this is TV quality type stuff. You could see this on Spike TV on the Food Channel Network. We would be out there with the stuff that we put together, the quality of the food, the quesadillas, the chimichangas. The wings, ribs, the wings, everything. The wings, it's on there. So, yeah, you're going to come out here and really step up and see what you can possibly do at a tailgate party.
And so you guys, this is a ritual for you gentlemen. This is a tradition. You meet every week. You have an idea for what you want to bring out, what you want to bring to the game. And then you have this weekly prep session, and that's where we are here, again, at this undisclosed location, where these boys have come together to spend many hours telling great stories, having a great cocktail, eating some great food, and really bringing this tailgate atmosphere alive. So what is it on the menu tonight that you're preparing for this weekend's tailgate here at U of A? What's going to be on the menu this coming weekend?
Well, just a quick review. Let's start off. We're going to actually go with some Sonoran dogs. We're going to take the big, old, long, huge Nathan dogs that everybody knows all about, world-famous Nathan hot dogs, wrap them up with some maple-flavored bacon. And then we're going to put those on the grill, of course. And then we're going to load it up on top with a whole bunch of stuff. We cut up onions, fresh peppers. We take jalapenos. I mean, we put in banana peppers. We just do a medley of different things, put it all together, and put it on top, slop it on top. Now, don't forget, you got to have chili on the side to put on, too, in case there are folks who like chili dogs. We'll have plain regular hot dogs.
Hot wings.
Oh, and can't forget our hot wings. We actually have, as you heard, we have some fry guys here. We like to fry a lot of stuff. So we bring out, actually, it's kind of fun. We bring out a couple turkey basters, and we go to town. I mean, we do the chicken wings galore. I must say my counterpart here next to me makes one of the best, what do you call it, Diet Jack?
Diet Jack? Wing sauce.
It's a Diet Jack wing sauce. It's basically a Jack sauce with a hot flavor to it, a little kick. But guess what? You're not going to put on the extra pounds. Then we also have another type of wing. It's a buttery, kind of soft, red, hot wing, too. And then after the wings, we go with the fries. Got to do a seasonal type of fry with special salts and peppers and mixtures. And don't forget O-rings, and we do corn dogs for the kids. So frying is frying.
Kids, it's all about the whole family experience, man. We got food for the adults. We got food for the kids. You can put it together and make what you want.
Don't forget about the stadium cake.
Oh, that's right. We do have a stadium cake made. We do happen to have a family member here in our group that always makes a stadium cake for us to signify the kickoff of U of A and the strong attendance that we should have at all U of A home games. So, folks, if you're not coming out, come down to the mall. Check it out. It's a lively adventure.
So tailgating, there's a lot of people that have heard about it, they've been to it, but they might be a little bit nervous when it comes to actually hosting their own tailgate. I mean, that's a tall order. What sort of advice does Fry King and Fry General and Cactus Jack and Tommy Knocker have for those people who are just thinking that they might have what it takes to host their own tailgate?
It's anything you want to do. It's like anything you want to do right. You make a list. You make yourself organized. You prep before. You prep the night before. That's why we're all here tonight. We're going to make sure we have everything done tonight so that when we get out there, the people who are putting it together can have some fun too. They're not running around like chickens with their heads cut off, trying to find this, trying to find that, trying to run off to Circle K to get something. You're ready. You're there. You're organized. You slap it together. It kind of takes on a life of its own, and it comes together, and everybody has a good time.
Great. Well, what you guys have done is nothing short of wonderful. You guys have been together for about 4 years, as I understand it, and you have created this great sense of community, this great sense of camaraderie. So all I can say is our hats off to you. We hope for a big U of A win this weekend. And I have a that's right. Matt Russell on the Menu Live reporting here from an undisclosed location with the masters of the tailgate, Fry King, Fry General, Cactus Jack, and Tommy Knocker. Guys, thanks again for all you're doing.
Thank you.
I am ready. Mark, I tell you, I am ready for some Sonoran dogs.
Making my mouth water.
I think they had about 150 of those this was an episode that we recorded last week. So that tailgate that you just heard about was happening last Saturday. And I heard there were just lines and lines and lines. This tailgate has become so popular that they're now issuing wristbands for people just to really keep control over
an
the party crashers.
Disclosed location.
Yes, we have, this is an issue of national security, Mark. I mean, we have to be very, very clear about that. But, you know, all of those guys are great guys, and they really have made significant contributions to the entertainment feel down on the mall, and I'm looking forward to hanging with them on Saturday when I'm down to cheer on the Wildcats against NAU. Well, listen, we've got to take a quick commercial break, but when we return, we will have the National Commissioner of Tailgating, Joe Kahn, live here on the Menu Live, so don't go away.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at svinwine.com. That's www.svinwine.com. Svin Wine. Think outside the bottle.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And Matt Russell back here from Russell Public Communications on the menu live on the September 10th edition. Before we continue our tailgating talk, we want to report on some interesting culinary developments here in Southern Arizona. We just heard that there's a new eatery in the foothills. Ventana Mexican Kitchen has officially opened for business on August the 6th at 6875 East Sunrise Drive in the spot that we all remember was once occupied by Habanero's Fresh Mexican Grill. Ventana Mexican Kitchen serves classics like quesadillas and albondigas and caldo de queso soups. The signature dish, as we understand it, is chili relleno. One of my personal favorites, says owner Monty Blank here. A liquor license and jazz on the patio are looming on the horizon, he says, who hopes this is the first in a chain. So this is very, very exciting. Ventana is going to be is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. So check out the menu online at www.VentanaAmericanKitchen.com. That's www.VentanaAmericanKitchen.com. And we also understand that the restaurant also does catering. We also heard very recently that there is more in the cupcake development. Hold on to your sweet tooth. We recently mentioned here on the menu live that the Red Velvet Cupcakery is opening soon in Main Gate Square near the U of A, but another eatery dedicated to the diminutive dessert cupcakes will likely be ready for business by mid-October at Grant and Swan and the Crossroads Festival. It's taken over the former French Loaf Bakery and Cafe spot next to Bed Bath & Beyond. Owner Jennifer Roth says Cupcakes, which is in Scottsdale's Hilton Village, is her family's fave, and she says she's just started trying them all and got hooked. Cupcakes is known for the huge dollop of swirled frosting on top and for the sprinkling of glittery luster dust. Mark, a sprinkling of glittery dust. We don't get enough of that.
I don't get enough glittery dust in my life, period.
Yeah, we need to talk to our physicians about that and see exactly what that's all about.
But listen, my diet.
Right. We're waiting to hear from the National Commissioner of Tailgating, Joe Kahn. There are extreme tailgaters, and then there is Joe Kahn and only one Joe Kahn. As the National Commissioner of Tailgating, he is the world's only professional tailgater. As I understand it, he tailgates at football stadiums, NASCAR tracks, and any other event where there's a party in the parking lot. Now in his 12th season on the road, he has driven the Joe Mobile over 500,000 miles. He's visited hundreds of cities and has seen thousands of fans and has eaten his way through over 500 tailgate parties. During his Tailgating America tours, he has used 83,000 gallons of gas to travel to all 31 NFL stadiums and over 120 college stadiums. So we're really looking forward to talking to the commissioner when he calls in. We've just got a few minutes with him. So we hope he will come and share some time with us here on the menu live. I think this was an opportune time to actually talk about some of Joe's tailgating tips. Of course, he is the National Commissioner of Tailgating. So these are coming from the office above, from the National Tailgating Office. Joe Kahn says, dress in team colors. Now, see, that is just sort of obvious to a lot of people, but people just show up and think tailgating is just another party. But, you know, when you wear the team jersey or the sweatshirt, you're the 12th man on the team, the first player on the tailgating team. So he suggests dressing in team colors. He also suggests plan your menu and do prep work for a day or two before the game. As we heard, our Tucson tailgating titans, they meet about 3 or 4 days in advance to get everything cooked up and prepared for that. So he's suggesting 2 days. Keep the menu simple. And if you go to www.tailgating.com, which is Commissioner Kahn's website, he's going to give you all kinds of great recipes and how you can prepare for your big tailgate on Saturday and on Sunday. Of course, he also says to make a list of the items that you want to take along. Again, something that we're going to take for granted, but a lot of people fail to do this and their tailgate winds up a disaster. Check off the items as you pack: paper, products, plates, napkins, towels, forks, and spoons the night before. And always remember such items as a small first aid kit, trash bags, water, and damp towels and Ziplocs to clean your hands and face. He also says, and I found this interesting, plan to arrive 4 hours early. 4 hours before the game starts and stay for 1 to 2 hours after the game. That was interesting to me because I always thought that when you go to a tailgate, you get your eating and your drinking done, you go to the game, and then you're done. But he's saying there's 2 hours of partying left on the tailgate after the game is done. Mark, have you ever hung around a tailgate after the game?
Yes.
Simply said, I think I might have photos from that occasion. But he also suggests that you find a good spot to park. Not all parking spaces are created equal, says the commissioner. You need to park, if you can, park next to a grassy area or at the end of the parking road that gives you more room for serious, serious tailgating. Now, that elicits the chuckle from our engineer.
I brought 2 sets of tickets to a game to go party during the halftime and gone back in.
A man who takes his tailgating.
Bring 2 sets of tickets to the game.
That's right, exactly. He also says to fly a flag on a very high pole so friends can find you. One of the tailgates that we like to go down to, a good friend of ours hosts, actually has this blow-up balloon that's in the shape of a cow that he hoists to the top of the antenna on his RV, so that's always a nice icon that everybody can see and everyone knows where he sets up. Of course, decorate your tailgate site with team pennants and other team stuff. That goes without saying. And it's always nice to meet your tailgate neighbors because you want to make friends, not enemies, when you're cooking out and drinking, some cocktails or some sodas and some, bottled water. You want to meet your tailgate neighbors and throw the football with your friends, read the Sunday paper, and just have a good time. Number 9 says food should be ready 1.5 hours before the game starts. It'll give you an idea for how you sort of monitor and manage the traffic in and around your tailgate as people are getting ready for the big day. Food should be ready 1 and 1.5 hours before the game starts. This is plenty of time for those going to the game to eat, to clean up, and to extinguish any fires. Those not going to the game can simply pull out the generator and TV, which I know hundreds of people do. I mean, they're not choosing not to go into the stadium, and they're choosing to just fire it up and watch the game right there on the mall, which we have been known to do on occasion. And of course, we need to be very responsible public citizens. We need to leave the area clean, begin thinking about food and friends for the next game. Finally, the commissioner's top 10 must-haves at a tailgate. Joe Kahn, National Commissioner of Tailgating, says that these are the top 10 things that you must absolutely have. Jumper cables, not considered an obvious element for a tailgate party, but you need to have jumper cables after a great tailgate party. Some would love to stay in the parking lot forever, but everyone might not share that thought, so always be prepared. The MVP, as the commissioner calls it, the most valuable product, is toilet paper. Toilet paper in the tailgate party. Don't get caught with your pants down in a porta potty with no TB, which has always happened. Some of us can speak personally about that. Plastic trash bags for cleanup. A dedicated tailgater always respects their surroundings and leaves it clean. Of course, always remember to bring extra ice. There's no excuse to ever run out of ice. Just bring a full extra ice chest to enjoy. And as we know here, with the end of the monsoons, rain gear is always important to have, although I don't think we're expecting rain for Saturday's game against NAU. Rain gear is always important when everybody else is in their car or the truck. You'll be cooking outside and being comfortable and efficient. As we mentioned before, always make sure a first aid kit is on hand, just in case the football hits you in the head. I've been there a time or two. Of course, sunblock, even though around sundown is around the time the game starts, people are out there from noon on, so bring your sunblock. Even if you burn the food, there's no reason for you to burn. And always bring friends. I mean, change the life of a loved one. Bring them to their first tailgate party. As we talked about tailgating with the titans of tailgates here in Tucson, this is a family affair. This is a chance to be with friends and family and enjoy the camaraderie and enjoy the kids and play, passing around a football with your son or your daughter is one of life's finest moments. So take advantage of the full opportunities that tailgates provide. Obviously, always wear comfortable shoes. Sometimes we forget how much we visit. And with the right shoes, you can walk to your stomach's content. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, we always remember we need to bring antacid. With all the foods consumed at the tailgate that Joe Kahn was going to tell us about, you obviously need some help. Remember, defense wins championships, so always be prepared with all of the top 10 must-have at your next tailgate. So thank you for all this great information from National Commissioner of Tailgating, Joe Kahn, who unfortunately was not able to be with us this afternoon. We'll make sure that he gets on a future issue. So I want everybody to stick around because we're going to have Chef Mike McCord from Cafe 54 is in the house talking about what he's going to be cooking up at the Tucson Culinary Festival, and we're giving away some cool stuff. So stick around right after the news.
Whoa. CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. Health officials have been warning the swine flu virus would require two separate shots, but Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says just one dose should work.
A single dose of the vaccine that we've been testing in a very short time after the immunization, in our case 8 to 10 days, in some other cases 21 days, induces a response that's quite a good, powerful immune response. So that's very good news for the vaccine approach towards this pandemic.
Children will probably still need two shots. Bad weather forced NASA officials to postpone both of tonight's planned landing attempts at the Kennedy Space Center. They'll try again tomorrow. Democratic leaders softening their stance on a so-called public health insurance option. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid say they would support any provision that increases competition and accessibility. This is CNN Radio. Forget the September blues. On Wall Street today, all three major indexes climbed to their highest close of the year. CNN's Susan Lisovich reports airline stocks helped lead the way.
Airlines rally because of a report and from an analyst saying that, hey, you can't ignore some of these trends that suggest improvement here in the U.S. economy as well as globally, and that the airlines may be able to fare the winter season better than expected.
Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner was on Capitol Hill today testifying before lawmakers. He said the world's largest economy is in better shape 1 year after the financial crisis, but it still has a long way to go. A new media campaign from General Motors urges consumers to give them a chance. The automaker promises a full refund within 60 days if you buy a GM car and aren't completely satisfied. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers sent directly to your mobile phone.
Great again.
Just go to GenuineService.com to sign up.
GenuineService.com. Got it.
It's a website.
Yes, instrument panel, I'm familiar with websites.
You'll find them on the web.
I know where to find them.
Just be clear.
Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
The Home Depot has new lower prices on over 100 styles of Stainmaster carpet. If you like that, you'll love this. We'll also install it for just $39. Any size home, no matter how many rooms. So right now, your budget covers more square feet than ever before. Thanks to new lower prices on Stainmaster and $39 basic installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications, and you actually caught me with some red snapper ceviche in my mouth. And I tell you what, this is the highlight of my day. There's no better place to be than behind the microphone enjoying some of Tucson's culinary favorites. I am here, ladies and gentlemen, with the Honorable Chef Mike McCord from Cafe 54 is in the house. Chef, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So we've invited you here, Chef, obviously not to bring your favorite radio show host a virtual bucket here of red snapper ceviche, and I'm grateful for your contribution, as I'm sure my wife and kids will be, because I'm thinking I might take some of this home tonight if you'll kindly indulge me, Chef.
Absolutely.
But we've invited you here because the countdown, Chef, has begun to the Tucson Culinary Festival, sponsored by the Tucson Originals, an organization that is near and dear to both of our hearts, the organization that represents Tucson's local independently owned restaurants that get together and promote the benefit and the value and really the gift and the wisdom of supporting and entertaining at Tucson's fine restaurants. So, Chef Mike McCord, again, welcome from Cafe 54. You are going to be there at Los Ventana Canyon on Saturday night, October the 3rd, for the Grand Tasting.
Yes.
And I understand that you are going to be making and serving and entertaining with red snapper ceviche. All I can say is whoever comes out to this event, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, is in for a treat. Chef, tell us a little bit about what you got going on here, because I'm going to take some time to eat.
It's fresh red snapper from Mexico, cooked in lime juice. Traditional ceviche style, garlic pita chips, a whole bunch of cilantro, fresh ingredients, locally grown, pesticide-free tomatoes.
Nice.
Which we try to do locally grown, organic when we can, but we try to keep most of our produce that way.
So a responsible and sustainable operation you have there at Cafe 54 downtown. Tell us a little bit about Cafe 54 and what people can expect when they walk into your restaurant for the first time.
Well, we're on we're right downtown, 54 East Pennington. We're open Monday through Friday for lunch, 11 to 2. We are a unique restaurant in that we're a training program for people recovering from mental illness.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So we have a baking team. We train line cooks, janitors, front of the house people. It's really pretty cool.
Well, before I got into the public relations agency and radio business, I actually worked in Washington, D.C. At the National Mental Health Association, and I was a behavioral health lobbyist in the early 90s. So I have a passion for providing opportunities for people with mental illness and helping them integrate into the community. Now, do you work with local social service providers to identify and to recruit staff there that are ultimately coming to Cafe 54 to join in the operation?
They're referred to us by a couple organizations, Voc Rehab. Too many. I don't even know all of them.
Right.
But they're referred to us.
And so is this a trend that you're seeing across the country of other restaurants that really want to provide vocational rehabilitation opportunities to people with mental illness, and the food service business is a great opportunity? Are you sort of doing something unique, or is this a trend at the national level?
We're pretty unique. I've only been told of one other place that's doing it in the country. I could be wrong, but we're definitely one of the first to get it going, but more would be pretty neat.
Absolutely. Well, you've created a model which I think can be replicated across the country and doing so much for a population that does deserve so much. If you want to call and talk to the chef, the number to call, 529-3508, 529-3508. Chef Mike McCord, talk to us a little bit about your culinary philosophy, because I'm looking here at the menu of Cafe 54, and I'm looking at things that I just have not seen on any other menu across Southern Arizona. How do you approach putting your menu together on a very regular basis, and how are the menu items really representative of your unique style and philosophy?
I'd probably get my style from several places. I don't classify myself as one certain style. I do a lot of fusion, a lot of unique stuff. I've done fine dining, spa food, spa cuisine, bar food. I use it all, and availability of ingredients is a big factor.
It's key.
And we like to change our menu around almost daily. Like to keep the trainees on their toes.
Indeed, indeed.
Make it a new day every day.
Right. So when you're operating a restaurant, chef, I mean, that's associated with a pretty significant challenge when you are, you know, from a food buying, perspective, to change out your menu on a daily basis. How have you been able to do that and do that so successfully?
We're only open for lunch, which makes it easy. We're only open for 3 hours, so. Mm-hmm. And we have so many trainees and prep cooks and everything, it really isn't that hard. We try to do two soups a day, change the menu around, but the key is to keep everybody busy in the kitchen.
Great.
Which is a
And you've been able to do that successfully. So you're open for lunch, and I know that you have opened the restaurant for dinner on special occasions like Valentine's Day and other commemorative events. But what are your hours there? When are you serving lunch?
11 to 2, Monday through Friday.
11 to 2, Monday through Friday. Now, do you have certainly the capacity to seat people there at the restaurant? Are you also offering food to go? Are you doing any party platters?
Sure, we do a lot of food to go. We had to do a lot today. There were no tables for people to sit. We do get pretty busy. We do a lot of catering, box lunches, party platters. We do chicken skewers of a couple different kinds, vegetable platters, fruit platters, cheese and crackers. And we do a pretty extensive dinner catering, mostly for weddings. We did a wedding last night. And our catering is the way to go if you're planning a wedding. And it's a great deal. You get servers and
from virtually any size? I mean, are you able to do a private event from two people all the way up to?
Oh, I think we've done 250.
250, so a great size crowd that you're able to accommodate.
We do have quite a bit of equipment for catering. We can handle anything.
That's great. So you talked about your unique background, and we were, before the show started, you and I were talking a little bit about that. So you've been at Cafe 54. I understand you guys have been open for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. You've been there for about a year and a half. Talk to us a little bit about your story, how you got into the food business, and then some of the locations that you worked at prior to coming to Cafe 54.
Well, I first started in law enforcement in the Air Force. I was in law enforcement for 10 years. My mother was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and she was given a few months to live and kind of gave me the life is too short to not do what you want. And I've always been her helper in the kitchen, and I took her advice and started cooking. I started at the tack room at the bottom, dishwashing, moved up pretty fast. I was there for about 4 years, went to a family-owned restaurant on the east side called Thirsty's for 9 years, and I worked at Miraval Health Spa up in Catalina under Bill Wavern, who was awesome, and learned a lot about spa food, cutting the fat and oils out of everything, and that taught me a great deal. And I've also worked for Steve Schultz, who formerly owned Red Sky and now owns Luna Bella.
Right.
That guy knows a lot. I learned a lot from him.
Yeah, he's a local hero. Been on the show a number of times. Now, were you at Red Sky or Luna Bella right before you came to Cafe 54? Where were you most recently?
Most recently, I was at Miraval. And I've worked for Steve Schultz for several years doing most of his catering. I'm the on-site catering chef. He still calls me when he has a whole bunch of stuff to do. And I gladly work for that guy. Taught me a great deal.
What a great endorsement. Well, we do have a caller. Actually, it is my honor, ladies and gentlemen, to welcome to On the Menu Live for what could possibly be her first encounter here with Matt Russell on live radio. Councilwoman Nina Traceoff is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you. It is truly my pleasure to be here. I was on my way to a meeting and heard you talking about Cafe 54, and I really felt like I had to call. It is just an amazing place. And the combination, I mean, you've been talking about the importance of the program, but I have to tell you also, the food is absolutely astounding. The menu is always different, and the service is excellent. I go probably at least once a month more if I can get the time to do it.
Wow. I mean, we are busily writing down each and every word, Councilwoman Traceoff, because this is just a glowing endorsement of what Mike McCord is doing there downtown. We talked a little bit about with the chef about this being a unique opportunity, and the program really is what makes this such a special place, as you said, of course, including the food. Are you aware of any other communities across the country that are providing vocational rehabilitation opportunities to people with mental illness in the food service business?
I've not heard of that, and I had heard about Cafe 54, and I went, quite honestly, because I've done volunteer work in that field, and my husband worked in that field for a while, and I wanted to go to help, you know, to support. That may have been why I went the first time. I come back because, as I said, the service is excellent, the food is amazing, and the prices are very, very reasonable. And so it's one of those things where you can go, and I love introducing it to other people who work downtown.
Oh, that's great. I tell you what, Chef, we have got one of the great opinion leaders here in Southern Arizona saying great things about where you get to go to work every day.
I sure appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing, Mike. I just think the whole program is so good from top to bottom.
Well, we really appreciate you listening. We're actually going to be giving away two tickets to the Tucson Culinary Festival Grand Tasting here in just about 6 minutes with some trivia about Chef McCord's journey. So you want to listen in. Again, Nina Traceoff, always good to talk to you. Thanks again for listening.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
And a roar of community applause coming in for a first-time caller on the Menu Live. This is an exciting milestone in our own professional journey there, Chef. So as we talked about, the Tucson Culinary Festival is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. It begins on October the 1st. October the 1st, I will be broadcasting this show live from the World Margarita Championships down at Maynard's. There are eight finalists who are going to be competing with Milagro Tequila, a great sponsor of this unique historic event, are going to be mixing up what they believe is the best margarita in the world. So don't forget to tune in on the menu live at 5 o'clock on Thursday, October the 1st. Better yet, come on down to Maynard's and take part in this event yourself personally. The next day on Friday is going to be the Reserve Tasting. Taste some of the finest of wines, quite literally the finest wines that are available under the sun at the Reserve Tasting at Los Ventana Canyon Resort. And then the big day, Chef, the big day, Saturday, October the 3rd. You will be down there along with your 40-plus other Tucson Originals members cooking up your favorite feasts. Again, we're eating the Red Snapper Ceviche, and I'm pretty proud of myself. I'm making a significant dent.
Can you hear me crunching in the background? I was just wondering if I'm too loud.
So. Yeah, Chef is really taking care of us, and you can come and have the opportunity to taste yourself.
I love this show.
Beautiful artistry that has come alive in Red Snapper Ceviche. And then, of course, at the Grand Tasting that night, you'll also have the opportunity to mix and mingle and walk and have a beautiful tour of, again, some of the finest wines available. I think over 100 wines are going to be poured that evening and food from over 40 local restaurants. How do you prepare for this kind of an event where you have to give hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in sort of a kind of a quick way just that right menu item that's going to give people a flavor for the style and the attitude of Cafe 54?
Well, like I said, we have many trainees, and I got a bunch of chopping machines, and and the prep work is no problem.
That's great.
I've got some good cooks back there that take care of me, and sometimes it gets a little boring. They keep me out of a job.
Well, it certainly won't be boring for anybody on Saturday, October the 3rd, down to the Grand Tasting. Of course, the Sunday brunch caps off the event on Sunday up at Los Ventana Canyon Resort. The Tucson Culinary Festival, I will be there. Mark is going to be there. Chef Mike McCord is going to be there. And every single Tucson culinary enthusiast of every single walk of life, this is a must-not-miss event. So go online and order your tickets today at www.TucsonCulinaryFestival.com. You can get a package deal. You know, perhaps stay the night at Los Ventana Canyon Resort and enjoy really a weekend with your friends and family and people you love. So let's talk a little bit about some of these menu items. I mean, I'm looking at one of my favorite meals that I don't think I have ever seen on any other menu in Tucson, and that is a New England lobster roll. Chef, it's profound in its simplicity because you really don't have very many ingredients. But what makes this such a classic American dish?
Well, we don't do it on hot dog buns like the traditional one, but we do it on a buttered hoagie roll with Maine lobster. And all it is lobster, celery, and mayonnaise. And you get a side of drawn butter, some lemon, and it's one of our most popular items. It's really good.
Yeah, see, and the problem is you know, being satisfied with just one. I mean, you pop one of these bad boys in your mouth, and you're screaming for more.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
So you can get a New England lobster roll there at Cafe 54 downtown. I know your menu changes every day, you said, but are there certain favorites that your customers really don't want to see go away, and they know that they can always count on you for some classic Cafe 54 dishes?
You picked one. That's
yay!
That's almost on there every day.
Good to know.
We do a black bean veggie burger, which is quite popular. Our salads are the jerk chicken salad, the Greek beef salad, which is that's a winner. Those two are usually on there every day.
Fantastic. And we've got you know, some of these great soups. I mean, this is not just chicken noodle soup, Chef. I mean, oh, no. I think the soup of the day today is red curry pumpkin, getting ready for a little fall flavor. Red curry pumpkin.
That's a popular one.
And how do you? What was your inspiration to putting pumpkin and curry together? Not an obvious coupling.
It was kind of a mistake, actually.
We just sometimes great food is, yes.
Sure. We tried it. It's a coconut milk base. It's got a little kick to it with red curry paste, and we tried it one day just to experiment. We like to play around, and it worked.
That's wonderful. Well, before we go to a commercial break and before we read the trivia question that's going to give someone a chance to call in and win two tickets, the value, I mean, I can't even tell you what the kind of value this is, two tickets to the Tucson Culinary Festival Grand Tasting on Saturday, October 3rd. Remind everybody exactly where you're located, a number to call if they want to make order some party platters or talk to you about an event, and a website address if you have one.
Sure. Website, cafe54.org. You can check out our menu. Every day it's posted. The number is 622-1907. If you want to order lunch to go, we're on Pennington and Scott right downtown, southwest corner of Pennington and Scott.
And they can ask for you by name.
Absolutely.
Chef Mike McCord always there to greet all of his loyal customers and young and old alike. So the trivia question today for tickets for two to the Tucson Culinary Festival Grand Tasting, 529-3508 is the number to call. 529-3508. If you think you know the answer to this question, where did Chef Mike McCord work just before coming to Cafe 54? Where did the chef work just before coming to Cafe 54? Again, the number to call, 529-3508, for a chance to win tickets for two to the Tucson Culinary Festival Grand Tasting on Saturday, October 3rd. Stick around and good luck.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
Tucson's premier food and wine event is back at the Downtown Train Depot and Los Ventana Canyon Resort. 4 days, four fabulous venues. The Milagro Tequila World Margarita Championship, Reserve and Grand Tastings, Blues Brews and Barbecue Brunch, and the Copper Chef Challenge. Taste, savor, and enjoy fabulous food by Tucson Originals Restaurant. Buy your tickets today for the Tucson Culinary Festival and support our local charities.
The And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications alongside a culinary icon in this community, Chef Mike McCord from Cafe 54. Welcome back, Chef.
Thank you.
So a question is on the table. Right before Chef worked at Cafe 54, he worked somewhere else. And we want to know where that was. And we're going to go to our first caller on line one, Sherry. Welcome to On the Menu Live. Is Sherry on the phone? Sherry, you are up.
Okay, hi.
Hey, Sherry, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you.
So,
nice to be there.
Let me ask you, first-time caller?
Yes.
And where are you calling from, Sherry? What part of town?
Central East.
Central East.
Speedway and Craycroft area.
There we go. We're reaching a Central East audience, Chef. This is exciting. This is an exciting milestone in the evolution of On the Menu Live. Sherry, where do you think Chef worked prior to his joining the staff at Cafe 54?
I think it was Miraval.
Wow! Absolutely right. A first time. A first time. Sherry, let me ask you this. Have you ever been to Cafe 54?
I have not.
You have not. Well, you're in for a treat.
I want you. I'm really excited to be able to try it.
Yeah, you're going
to. Sounds like a great place to go.
Yeah, I want you to go down to Cafe 54, but you are also going to have the opportunity to meet the chef himself when you and a guest are going to be guests of the Tucson Originals at the Grand Tasting at Los Ventana Canyon Resort on Saturday, October the 3rd.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
I can't believe it.
Sherry, cancel all your Saturday night plans because you're in for a treat. I will look for you that evening. I'll be there myself. So stick around. Hang out on the line here. Mark is going to grab all your information, and we're going to make sure to get those tickets to you. We also have a couple more people on the line, and we've got a couple minutes left, so I want to offer... Nope, they're gone. Okay, well, if you're still listening, we want you to call back to 529-3508 because we've got one more thing to give away here that we wanted to give away last week, but we ran out of time. So I want the first caller to call at 529-3508 with the answer to the question, where will I be broadcasting this radio show from on Thursday, October the 1st? I'm doing a live remote on Thursday, October 1st, and I want someone to call me and tell me exactly where I'm going to be. The number is 529-3508, 529-3508, to let me know where I'm going to be broadcasting this show on Thursday, October the 1st. I see the light board is just lighting up, so that means we've got some great listeners who are listening to the show who think they know the answer to the question, and we have our callers back again. Line 2, John, welcome to On the Menu Live. It's just Rose. Rose, sorry to confuse you with John. I'm sure that doesn't happen very often, but nonetheless, thank you for listening and thank you for calling. I hope you've been listening to this show for a good long time. Are you a first-time caller?
I'm a first-time caller, but I only catch it sometimes in the car, so I'm glad to be on right now.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I also want to remind our audience that if you miss this show every Thursday at 5, it's rebroadcast right here on AM 1330 every Saturday at noon. So this show will be on Saturday at noon. Of course, we can't man the phones and give away all these great giveaways because it is a repeat, but I'm glad, Rose, that you did call back, and I want you to tell me for a $50 gift certificate to Metropolis Salon, $50, a gift certificate to Metropolis Salon. Where am I going to be broadcasting this show on Thursday, October the 1st?
Right.
Rose, did you hear the question? So the question... Are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay. So where am I going to be broadcasting this show on Thursday, October 1st?
Well, I'm hoping you're going to be at the Los Ventana Resort.
No, we're close.
No.
We're close. I will be there myself on Saturday for the Grand Tasting, but I'm actually going to be broadcasting this show from another location at the World Margarita Championships on Thursday, October 1st. So hang up and call back if you think you might know where that's going to be. Again, 529-3508. We just have about a minute left. 529-3508. Where is On the Menu Live going to be broadcasting from on Thursday, October the 1st? Chef, talk to us a little bit more about where people can find Cafe 54, your location, and your address, and your telephone number.
All right. Our telephone number is 622-1907. We're at 54 East Pennington, on the corner of Pennington and Scott. We're right next to another operation that we run called ReThreads. It's a used clothing store. Southwest corner of Pennington, which is a one-way street, heading east. And cafe54.org, you can check out our menu every day. You can come in, ask for Chef Mike anytime during lunch, and I'd be glad to show anybody around, show our operation throughout the whole building. It's quite an amazing experience.
And you're open for 3 hours for lunch, Monday through Friday.
11 to 2.
Again, thanks for everything that you're doing. Thanks for being such an important community resource and keeping people with mental illness on the job and learning so much on the vocational front. Again, Chef Mike McCord, it was a pleasure having you on The Menu Live.
Thank you.
And I'm going to have myself some more red snapper ceviche. Thanks to Chef. Thanks to the Titans of Tucson Tailgates. And, of course, to all of the good tips that Tailgate Commissioner Joe Kahn provided for us. Remember that this show will be rebroadcast this Saturday at noon right here on AM 1330 The Jolt. Until then, this is Matt Russell reminding you that if it's Thursday at 5, it's On The Menu Live. Have a great weekend.